KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. GCI announced last week that Unalakleet now has terrestrial broadband services, or higher speed internet with bigger download and upload capacities. To bring the faster speeds to Unalakleet and soon to Shaktulik, GCI installed 5 microwave towers and 3 remote repeaters. Those towers and repeaters connect to the Terra network already established in southwest Alaska and link to the system in Shagaluk. While Unalakleet residents can get the faster speed internet today, the service will be available to Shaktulik customers this summer. Chris Busk is the assistant principal at the Unalakleet School. He says the school and the Bering Strait School District offices have had access to the broadband network since earlier this winter, and he's noticed a difference. It is a faster connection, but he said the need goes further than simply speed.
Personal electronic devices within the last year have grown exponentially in that everybody's got either an iPhone, a smartphone, a laptop, or an iPad, or an iPad mini, and all of that is downloading information from the net and sending and receiving data.
With the old satellite system, Busk says the infrastructure would not have supported the internet use on all those devices. But now the amount of data that the district and the school can upload and download has increased tenfold. Busk says that's significant because with the old system, when too many people were online, downloads basically stopped.
It's almost like getting a frozen pipe, so to speak. You know, you have an ice chunk in there, and if it hits a bend where it can't travel freely, then it stops and everything stops. And it only allows a little bit of water through. Well, this allows all the information to pass through and be received and transmitted without having those hiccups.
Busk, again the Unalakleet assistant principal, says that the ability for a whole class to have access to the internet gives for greater freedom in instruction. However, he says technology will never ever replace quality instruction.
Technology is a tool that is, if used effectively, can enhance instruction and can enhance the delivery of the key conceptual topics that are being passed on to the students. But faster internet allows freedom to make choice of when and where. So the scheduling conundrums are alleviated with faster service.
And the GCI Terra Northwest project has itself contributed to education and experience for Unalakleet students and the community. Busk says 4 students were hired by GCI to basically manage an internet cafe at a local hangout. The students are paid $18 an hour to teach Unalakleet residents how to use programs like Microsoft Word and Excel, and of course, how to get on the internet. The district's internet use is paid through federal dollars through what's called E-rate funding. Busk says as far as he knows, the cost of switching to the Terra network with GCI has not gone up. As for the real cost to regular everyday customers, the question remains. The bills will roll out in about a month. GCI has plans to expand the Terra Northwest network to Nome this year and on up to Kotzebue the year after. 4 bowhead whales have been landed in Savoonga this spring. And according to the chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, George Nunguk, hunting is done for the spring season. 8 bowhead strikes are allocated to Savoonga for the year. Nunguk reports Captain Charles Invet Edwards and crew landed the first whale of the season on April 11th. It measured 50 feet and 9 inches long. Edwards' sister, Melanie Banky, says she was excited when she heard the news.
We found out it actually happened the last day of the Kuwerik Regional Conference as we were winding down, and I got a call saying my brother and his crew had landed a whale. Fortunately for me, it was the last day of our conference, so I was able to fly home with my baby, my mom, and my 13-year-old son the next day.
Banky says it is a long ride to whaling camp by snow machine, but she was able to send her son out there to help.
I definitely had no qualms pulling him out of school for the day because an experience like that is nothing you can get in a classroom. He was able to help with the butchering and experience people giving muktuk away and sharing, and just to be part of that, it was amazing for him.
Binky says the food gained from the spring harvest will help feed families from Savoonga to Nome to Anchorage and beyond. She says it's a real blessing.
We're very proud of our hunters out there who provide for us.
George Nunguk says three other bowhead whales were landed between April 19th and April 25th by Floyd Kingiguk Jr., Larry Kingiguk, and most recently by Carl Piluak Jr. With each whale landed, Nunguk says there were many happy faces, camaraderie, and lots of good, healthy food. He says hunting will resume in Savoonga in the late fall or early winter. The deadline for the 2013 Citgo Fuel Program is quickly approaching. Applications are due tomorrow, Tuesday, April 30th, by 4 p.m. to the Kuwarik General Assistance Program or your local fuel vendor. The fuel program is offered by Citgo, which is owned by the State Oil Company for the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. Kuwarik President Melanie Banky says the program has been offered in Western Alaskan communities since 2007, with funding added for Nome in 2008.
Our understanding is that it is intended for indigenous communities. Venezuela is an indigenous nation, and they wanted to make heating oil assistance available to fellow indigenous communities, and so we were able to advocate for Nome, which is over 50% Alaska Native population, to get included in the program.
This year, the credit for heating fuel oil is $490. Banky says you don't have to be Alaska Native to qualify for the program, which is open to households and renters in the region. She says applicants have to sign an affidavit verifying they have qualified for another kind of assistance. Banky encourages all households to apply.
With the high cost of heating oil in our region, this is one form of assistance that we are fortunate to be able to make available.
Again, applications are due to your local fuel vendor or to the General Assistance Program at Kuwarik by tomorrow, Tuesday, April 30th. Fuel deliveries or pickup must be completed by May 31st. If you have questions or concerns, you can contact Kuwarik at 443-4371 or 1-800-478-5230. The Bering Strait School District has another record holder. Unalakleet Stuart Tuark tied the 1-foot high kick record at 114 inches on Saturday. He earned another gold medal at the State Native Youth Olympic Games in the 2-foot high kick. Tuark was also named the overall and healthy athlete of the games in Anchorage this weekend. Stuart from Unalakleet is a senior. And Nome's Laura Samuelson has been reappointed to the State Historical Records Advisory Board. Governor Sean Parnell announced in a press release last Thursday that Samuelson and Toby Allen of Anchorage will be responsible for reviewing grant applications and requests for projects, as well as planning for and managing historical documents and records. Samuelson is the director of the Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum in Nome. She is also a board member of the Alaska Historical Society and Nome Historical Foundation. The price of gold in New York has risen $5.30, trading at $1,469.20 an ounce. Silver has risen 17 cents, trading at $24.31. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome this morning at 8:47. It's expected to depart at 9:42. Unofficially 26 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock.